The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jonathan Spires. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, Ben.
So first up this week, Governor Youngkin called for changes in VCU Health's leadership last week in the wake of that failed VCU Health development deal we learned about earlier this year. BizSense has been continuing to investigate the story, and what have you found?
Continuing to find more and more, and so much so that we this week started what's going to be a series of investigative pieces, really digging deeper into a lot of emails and a lot of documents that we have been obtaining over the course of the summer, as well as documents that we had obtained back in May that prompted VCU Health to come forward with the fact that they had to pay a $73 million exit payment to back out of this redevelopment of the old public safety building site downtown. Our reporting has discovered over that time that there's been more costs, as much as $80 million in commitments that VCU Health has signed on for in order to back out of the project. And then, as you mentioned, Governor Glenn Youngkin, after a relatively quiet summer on the topic, came out with a letter to General Assembly leadership last week calling for some structural changes to the governance of VCU Health, as well as VCU, the university, in light of what happened here. And his letter says that costs to the health system could end up costing as much as $100 million. So more to be learned for sure. And we started a series of articles, as I mentioned, on Monday that will dive deeper into those documents. Specifically, the first installment focused on a risk analysis that was mentioned in Governor Youngkin's letter to the General Assembly leadership, as well as some other documents that really laid out kind of the history of this project, what kind of brought it to a head, why it was at one time appealing to the health system, and how it became less attractive over negotiations and leading to this decision to back out of the project. So a lot of complex components to the deal that we're trying to make sense of and explain further than we've been able to before. And we'll be continuing this series in the coming weeks. So definitely stay tuned for further installments.
And down in Chesterfield, the county opened bids this week for proposals to revitalize Southside Speedway. That effort's now drawing support from a NASCAR driver with local ties. Tell us who's supporting it.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin, an actual Manchester High School graduate and NASCAR driver, used to drive on Southside Speedway back in the day and has always been a vocal supporter of that since-shuttered racetrack down in Chesterfield, has come out publicly reiterating his support for reopening that facility, which Chesterfield County officials are looking to potentially do through a request for proposals that specifically seek development proposals that would incorporate a reopening of the racetrack. This is part of a larger mixed-use redevelopment of that area down near the Sportsplex. And my colleague Jack Jacobs has some interesting quotes from Denny Hamlin pulled from his podcast in recent days, talking about how he would be interested in potentially even owning the facility so long as there was some financial commitments from the state as well as the county. So really interesting update there.
And finally this week, a local real estate developer and his grandson joined the cast of season 4 of Lego Masters on Fox, which premiered last night. Fill us in on the competitors.
This was a really fun story to write up, and really appreciate local developer David Levine letting us know about it. Had a really good time talking with him and his now 20-year-old grandson, Ben Edlovich, who's actually a architecture student at the University of Virginia. David had given him his first Lego set when he was 4 years old, and 16 years later, the two are teaming up to compete on Lego Masters. It's a reality competition show that airs on Fox. Their first episode was actually the premiere of the fourth season, aired last night. And if you missed it, you can also view the episode on Hulu streaming, and it will be interesting to see how far they go into the competition. Really interesting details as well, where they practiced modeling and doing some practice builds in preparation for the show, building some Lego models based on some of the actual Richmond buildings that David Levine has developed over the years. So really fun story with a lot of local connections, and definitely encourage especially all the Lego fans out there to check out that story on BizSense.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Jonathan Spires from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VBM News.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.